We've got Nancy Cox with us. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
You're reading up on the Olympics, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, there's a when the Olympics are on at night and we're getting ready for the news and all this stuff is happening, and I usually have to catch up on it later. So.
Sure. Well, you know, this big story this morning, and we've got Steve Kastenbaum in a few moments from South Korea, was this Chloe Kim crushed the competition in the women's half pipe to win gold last night. And the thing that makes that really interesting is the fact that she's 17 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
I was trying to think what I was doing at 17. What was on my mind? What was bothering me?
I was up to no good at 17.
Trying to pop a boil off my neck.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
TMI.
Yeah, a little too much information, huh?
Too much information.
You know, have you watched the half pipe and how incredibly daring and dangerous that stuff is? You have to be 17 and stupid to be able to get up there and try some of those tricks.
No kidding. I mean, it's amazing. And when you watch
older people know we can die.
That would hurt.
Watch it in slow motion, man, when they make those turning around, triple whatever, you know. Unbelievable. Yeah. Same with the skating, though.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, absolutely. Did you see the triple axel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It was amazing.
Triple axel.
Didn't she go like 3.5 or something? It was just phenomenal what they...
I think so. And landed perfectly. Like it was nothing.
They're just gutsy. You know, they are gutsy to be able... Because you have to just get all of your fear out of your system and just go for it. And
I have to do that when I get out of a chair.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite Olympic sport?
Well... Generally, Olympics, it's always been gymnastics. I was, the first Olympics I watched was 76 with Nadia Comaneci.
Don't
need to say anything else, you know. But in Winter Olympics, it's most definitely the figure skating.
Yeah.
Once you start watching, you can't stop. You're
I'm
just
like
sucked
that
in.
Too.
The beauty and the grace and the music, and then this amazing athletic ability. It's crazy.
And NBC also does a great job of just giving you background on the Olympians. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I love that.
I like that,
I like their story.
Yeah.
How do you guys like Mike Tirico? You know, I miss Tom Hammond so much. But to me, Mike is really good.
I think
it's
he's doing a great job.
Tom Hammond.
Yeah.
He's fine.
I think he's pretty specific and detailed, and he's not making it about him. He's doing a good job.
No. Yeah, he's not a know-it-all. He doesn't editorialize. You know, it's definitely a break from Costas. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't miss Bob Costas, to be perfectly honest.
Well, what do you think about what happened with Katie Couric?
No.
Yeah.
And what about Katie Couric and her comment about in the Netherlands they skate to work? That's why they're so good at speed skating.
Yeah, she kind of had to
back up on that. I don't know who wrote that, but that person, you know, needs to have to buy their own plane ticket back.
I'd say Katie did that. I've heard some comments the other night during opening ceremonies that she was really, her energy level was so low. Some people said she was boring. I don't know. Maybe Tirico being just sort of a gentle, calm person added to it, but I thought the energy level was just on the floor of the opening ceremony.
We will be watching you tonight, dear, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.